Hello, and welcome back to The Power of Now, a guide to spiritual enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Today, we are doing a book study on A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose, written by Eckhart Tolle, and we hope you have your copy so that you can follow along. Today, we are in Chapter 3, Section 9, The Core of the Ego. Do you want peace or drama? My name is Barbara Wainwright, and I'm here with Gilda Simonet. Welcome, Gilda.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just going to start off with saying that I want peace. Drama is too stressful and I don't care for it. You want peace? There is no one who does not want peace. Yet there is something else in you that wants the drama, wants the conflict. You may not be able to feel it at this moment. You may have to wait for a situation. Or even just a thought that triggers a reaction in you. Someone accusing you of this or that, not acknowledging you, encroaching on your territory, questioning the way you do things, an argument about money.
Can you then feel the enormous surge of force moving through you? The fear, perhaps being masked by anger or hostility? Can you hear your own voice becoming harsh or shrill? Or louder and a few octaves lower? Can you be aware of your mind racing to defend its position, justify, attack? Blame? In other words, can you awaken at that moment of unconsciousness? Can you feel that there is something in you that is at war? Something that feels threatened and wants to survive at all costs? That needs the drama in order to assert its identity as a victorious character within that theatrical production? Can you feel there is something in you that you would rather be right than at peace?
This section is full of questions, which I think are great for each one of us to consider and contemplate and see if we are in the drama mode and then become awake, as he asks at the end here. Can you awaken during that moment? And recognize that you're defending something to be right instead of wrong, to be right instead of being completely cool, calm, and collected and at peace.
It's interesting because I've seen people who feel the need to defend their position, to maybe justify an attack, to maybe blame somebody. And then when that happens, it does like create that theatrical production because they need to be right. They need to feel justified in their behavior. So hopefully, they can find something within themselves that would rather be at peace.
I know that this drama that's within a lot of people, to be honest, I don't know that many people that are at peace all the time. I know some. I just had a 30, 40-minute conversation with my good friend, Helise Sparky Bridges. She is always at peace. She's always joyful, filled with light, and fun. In fact, she says, if it's not fun, I'm not going to do it. I love that. So there are people that are enlightened enough that they don't drop into drama. However, I do believe at this moment in time that they are few and far between. And I feel very blessed to know individuals that want that peace, that maintain and sustain peace, because they don't get triggered by anything. It's like letting water roll off a duck's back. It doesn't permeate. It just is like, huh? Did that happen? Okay, whatever. So I love being around people that are drama free and are at peace. And I'd say this. We have a Facebook group that you could also tune into to connect with others. And what I've noticed in the group is that there's no drama. Have you noticed that, Gilda?
Yeah, I've not noticed any drama.
Right. Because these are all people that have read The Power of Now. They've most likely read A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. And they are on a spiritual path. And they're not out to cause any drama. They're out to become enlightened. So if you can meet more people that are on a spiritual path, working toward awakening, I say connect with them. Connect with them and begin a relationship so that you can help each other stay present, stay awakened. I think that's a beautiful gift that both Gilda and I have, is that we help each other stay awake, stay awakened, be conscious, listen to our thoughts and our speaking, and what are we saying that isn't congruent with what we want to have happen in the world? What are the thoughts that don't serve us? So we are blessed, I believe, Gilda, that we have each other. And I would encourage you, if you find somebody that is also on a spiritual path that will agree with you to have a no drama or a peace only relationship with you, and you can encourage each other to take each other higher so that eventually you are in a state of peace and enlightenment continuously. And if we could all do that, we would have peace on earth. That's the end of this episode. It's very short. The section in the book is less than a page in length. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for being on a mission to become enlightened, to have peace continually. And I thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to go deeper into a spiritual conversation, you can join our Facebook group, The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Or you can contribute by going to wainwrightglobal.com/go/support.